ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he heard someone working late at night from inside his apartment, and he lived alone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hewson Harper here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Good. So we've talked about this before, but we are almost here. You are going to Las Vegas on Friday, and it's Tuesday.
I am so excited. I get to see Stevie Nicks, and I get to go to the Sphere for the Wizard of Oz thing. Not to brag, but I am just so excited.
My friend went to that Wizard of Oz thing, and it sounds amazing.
Oh my gosh, I hope I catch like one of the apples that like apparently they drop.
Yeah, and he said that when he was there, they didn't drop any apples. Or maybe they just didn't drop them where he was sitting or something. I don't know.
I don't know. That is super cool. And I'm super excited. I will send you so many photos. You're going to have to get like a new storage.
Okay.
Thing.
I can do that. I got no problem with that. I can delete some pictures. In fact, I was looking at for something the other night on my phone. I'm like, oh my God, I have got so many pictures. I have got to get rid of some. I don't need 10,000 photos of pets. And that's primarily what it is.
Well, get ready for 5,000 of me and my family in Vegas.
And then I'll send you 5,000 back of me and my family in Spain. So let's go to this ghost story today. This is interesting because I've never heard one quite like this. That's what I think is interesting about ghost stories, that they're all can be kind of similar, but then they can be very different. And you come across one you haven't really heard before.
I'm excited.
So it says, a few years ago, I moved into an old brick apartment building downtown, one of those pre-war places with a creaky cage elevator and a lobby that still smells faintly like radiator heat and floor polish. I loved it at first. It had high ceilings, big windows, and rent I could actually afford. The landlord told me the building used to be a boarding house for railroad workers back in the 1920s. I thought that it was kind of cool. I've always liked places with history. I worked late shifts at a coffee shop then, so most nights I got home around midnight. The building was usually quiet by then, just the occasional sound of somebody's TV or the elevator clanking to a stop on another floor. The first odd thing happened about a month after I moved in. I was coming up the stairs, the elevator had been acting up again, and as I reached my floor, I heard faint clicking, like the sound of someone typing fast on an old keyboard or maybe even a typewriter. I figured it was one of my neighbors pulling an all-nighter on their laptop, so I didn't think much of it. But as I passed each door, the sound didn't get any louder or softer. It stayed the same, like it was floating right in the hallway with me. Then it just stopped. I shook it off, went inside, locked up, went to bed. A week later, I was hauling groceries up the stairs when I heard it again. The same steady click, 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 but this time it was coming from my apartment. I froze outside my own door. I live alone, so my first thought was that someone had broken in. I gripped my bag like a weapon and nudged the door open with my foot. but the apartment was empty and the sound stopped the second I stepped inside. I set the groceries down and checked every closet, even behind the shower curtain, and nothing. That night, I left the TV on low. I would have done the same thing. It became a pattern after that. Once or twice a week, usually late at night, I'd hear the clicking again. Sometimes it would last a few seconds, sometimes a full minute. Never any other sounds, no voices, no footsteps, just that fast tapping. One night, I invited my friend over after work. We were sitting on the couch eating takeout when it started up again. She stopped mid-bite and looked at me like, "Are you hearing that?" And I nodded. Before we could even stand up, it stopped. She isn't the type to spook easily, but she admitted the sound creeped her out, and she said it reminded her of her grandmother's old sewing machine pedal when it jammed and it just kept rattling by itself. A few days later, I decided to ask my downstairs neighbor, an older guy named Frank, if he'd ever heard anything weird. Frank lived in the building for 20 plus years. He just smiled this little half smile and said, "Some nights you'll hear the office man working late, but don't worry about it." I thought he was joking, but when I pressed, he told me the top floor used to be the manager's office back in the boarding house days. Apparently, the manager kept meticulous records, logging every arrival and departure by hand on a big ledger. According to Frank, the guy died in the 40s. Some tenants swore they could still hear him typing the books at night. Frank said it like he was talking about the weather, not trying to scare me, just stating a fact. The following week, something happened that convinced me Frank wasn't just telling an old story. It was pouring rain that night. I'd just come in from my shift. I was taking off my wet jacket when the light in my hallway flickered and went out. I went to the kitchen to grab a flashlight. As I passed the little alcove where I keep a writing desk, I saw that my old desk chair had rolled itself a few inches back from the table. I didn't think much of it at first. Maybe I left it like that until I noticed the thin layer of dust that had been disturbed across the surface of the desk, like someone had brushed a sleeve across it. The flashlight batteries were dead, so I looked around for candles. That's when the clicking started up again, only this time it was right there in the apartment with me, at the desk. I stood frozen, gripped the candle like it was a weapon, and then the sound faded. I did not sleep much that night. The next day, I called my mom just to hear a familiar voice. I told her the whole story. She told me to sprinkle salt across the threshold and maybe say a prayer, which I did, but I don't know if it helped or if the thing just lost interest. For a couple months, everything went quiet again. Then on the anniversary of the day I moved in, I woke up to find a single page torn out of a yellow legal pad lying across the desk. There was nothing written on it, just one small black smudge in the corner, shaped almost like an old ink blot from an old fountain pen. I still have that page tucked in a drawer. Eventually, I moved out, not because of the weird stuff, because they raised the rent. I don't know what I experienced in that building. I just know I wasn't the only one who heard it, and it started long before I ever lived there. That's from Jordan, who lives in Chicago. Spooky. See, isn't that interesting?
I like the idea of, like, because I've never heard something like that before. Have you?
I mean, you know, you hear those stories of people working or, you know, the other day, you and me or Kathy and me, we were talking about a broom and the mm-hmm. sweeping. And I don't want to have to sweep for all eternity. That would get so old. But, yeah. You know, this person, that was their thing, to be in the building and keep track of everything. Got to work, got to get it done. So I could kind of see how they could get obsessed about that.
Yeah.
And in the afterlife, continue doing it. But I thought it was so interesting because he would have been hearing a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hear typewriters anymore. And a typewriter does sound differently than a keyboard.
Personally, I find the sound that typewriters make to be the best sound in the world. Okay, look, y'all may find me weird for this, but I have listened to typewriter sounds 10 hours when I study, okay? There's something so encouraging about the sound of a typewriter to really just get through.
I would like to type again. I used to have a typewriter, and like it was really cool when they had electric typewriters because it was so much easier. But just the sound of it, like I would like to try to type on a manual typewriter again just to see what it would be like. So I don't know. I think that's a very interesting story.
Definitely. Very spooky, too. Like, the whole, like, legal pad, that's spooky. That kind of freaks me out.
And maybe that's something that he kind of did in his sleep, for all I know. I don't know.
Maybe.
But he certainly got the feeling that there was more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good one. Here is our next story.
It's Chris from Boston. Big fan, listening to the show all the time. Well, this is my story. So I grew up in a Catholic house, Boston, went to Catholic school my whole life. My aunt lived downstairs from us. She worked at the rectory, family members, Eucharistic ministers. I was an altar boy, very involved. So one night, the pastor from our church was coming over for dinner, drinks. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. Like I said, everybody was close. Comes over, and that night after he leaves, about 3 in the morning, everybody in the family, my grandfather included, was awoken by this vicious banging on the walls. Back, forth, up, down, all sides. It was surrounding us to the point where it felt like the plaster on the walls was going to come in. It almost seemed like somebody was on the other side of the wall with a baseball bat. Now, we live in a standalone house, so nothing was in the walls, and it was bouncing, boom, 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 up, down. We call the cops. Cops show up, and they're there for legit 10 seconds. There's nothing we could do for you. And they left. So all of a sudden, it stopped at about 4, 4:30 in the morning. It only lasted that one night. We didn't know what it was. Nothing before that, nothing after that. So come to find out, years later, we all know what happened in the Catholic Church with the scandal with the child molestation. And it turns out, years later, we found out that this guy was one of the most rampant child molesters that they had. And he got persecuted and went to jail and everything. But I don't know what it was that night. What was it, somebody warning my family? Because we had me and my cousins, little cousins that were living in the house. You know, don't trust this guy. Was it just an evil or demonic presence that was following him that was left there? I don't know. But I just thought it was really, really weird. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought about this. Love the show. Listen all the time. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Okay, I've never heard a story quite like that one.
I've never heard that.
That
ever
is
in my life.
Fascinating to me.
That is that quite the story.
He said it felt like the plaster could come off the wall. That's how hard it was.
Oh my gosh.
So is that coincidental that that weird thing, whatever that was, would happen when this really evil person was there?
No.
Disguised as a priest, but he's really a child molester. Let's be real.
There's no way that was just a there's no way that was just a coincidence.
It's almost like the house. There was something reacting to him being in the house.
Yeah.
And it was almost like the house or some entity around them or something, a guardian spirit, I don't know, was like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is fascinating. To the point they called the cops.
Yeah. Called the cops for the wrong reason.
And the cops are like, well, we can't do anything. Yeah, years later, that guy got arrested. I don't even know how to respond to that. I think it was like the universe, like whatever was trying to, something was trying to protect them.
Definitely.
And get him out of the house. Ugh. Well, let's do one more quick story.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bailey, and I just wanted to tell you about something that happened to me about 4 years ago while I was in college. So my college was about 45 minutes away from my hometown, so I would go visit my family and friends on weekends whenever I had some spare time and wasn't studying. One of my college friends suggested that I download this app on my phone called a sleep talk app because I would talk in my sleep. So it would catch me talking gibberish in my sleep at college, and my dorm buddy and I would laugh about it, share it with my family. I just thought it was fun. So I went to visit my family for a weekend and stayed in my room at my parents' house. And I decided, oh, I'm just going to use the app at my parents' house. And so the headboard on my bed at my parents' house, was a bookshelf. And so I had some books sitting in it, and I would charge my phone on it. And so I decided, you know, first thing that morning, I was going to check it and listen to see what I had said in my sleep. And so I hit play, and you could hear me, like, tossing and turning a couple times during the night. But then you can hear my phone slide on my headboard, and then you hear a man's voice whisper, "Get out." And it was just really freaky because my dad, was not home and I don't have any brothers. So it obviously was not me. I tried to like recreate the voice, like by me whispering or maybe, you know, just you sound raspy when you're tired. But that wasn't it. And I just like, when I listened to it, I just got this rush of adrenaline. And you know, I didn't know what to say. But since that happened, I had told my little sister about it, and she had actually confessed to using a Ouija board in her room in my parents' house a couple weeks earlier, and so that was just even more freaky. But to this day, we haven't had anything happen, and I'm thankful for that, but it was one of the freakiest moments ever. So thank you.
You know, with that story, it's hard to really even say maybe it was this or that or the other thing because we didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So she's just creepy. It. Yeah, it's super creepy. And could it be the sister playing with the Ouija board? Maybe. I don't know.
Could it be just like overall residual energy that's collected over that whole household for like a while? Maybe. Who knows?
But could she have, if she talks in her sleep anyway, could she have been like, "Get out"? I mean, it kind of seems like something you could maybe groan or grunt or something. But I haven't heard it, so I don't know what it sounds like.
No clue. But that's creepy nonetheless. Must have been like really scary to like go through the app and hear that. I know, like I would have been so freaked out.
Could you imagine? Like, there I am going, "Oh, look at that. I'm talking in my sleep. Get out." Like, I would not like that. I'm like, what's the matter with me? Did I say that? Did somebody else say that? What was that? God, I would hate it.
Super spooky.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. If you want to call it in, the number is 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.